sixth parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Yud. We'll continue the halachas of things one is allowed to carry or not carry on Shabbos. Yotzim bebeitas hachagol b'shein hashul v'masma minatzolus. These are three things that in those days were considered accepted medical practices, that a person would take an egg of some type of grasshopper, and they would help for some type of ear pains, the tooth of a shuo, of a fox. One would also help people fall asleep, and masnim and asolos is a nail from a piece of wood that somebody was hung from. This nail would also would put on swelling, and it would stop the swelling. Kolponim, these are things in those days helped, and therefore it's permitted because it's a refuah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim maimrim af b'chol osim p'nei shadaki amayim. That even in the weekday this is also because it's not a proven medicine, and therefore it's considered just like involved in magic, which is also we hold that anything which is an accepted medical practice is not considered magic. It's something that people do which have no medical success rate. They can be concerned of Sakya Imoyin. Yeah. As we said, these ones, or any ones that have been accepted, are permitted. Today there's all kinds of techniques one should ask as well, which are not, which type of non-conventional medicine is permitted, which is not.